of your averus, like by showing mercy, by showing kindness to the poor. And to have a arko lishlev soch, like you should be clean from your averus like. Right, then the Gemara says, uksiv, the next pasuk says, koilu metoa al Nebuchadnezzar malko. Like all these things came upon Nebuchadnezzar. Then the next pasuk says, uksiv, it says, liktsos yarchin trein asar. That it came that at the end of 12 months. See, the Rashi says that it took 12 months, and then first came upon him his pronius, his punishment. So you see that by doing tshuva, certain chusim, this can protect him for 12 months. So Morris says no. That liyolam ril yataya mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Liyolam Rabbi Shmuel. The Yashka Kron, he found the posik, the yoma that says, utani. Like Rashi said, as he found the posik, Rashi says, it talks about harochah zman, kloim mikra kosov, shakodesh baruch hu marach zman, ad gimel pomim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes lengthens it even three times this amount. So therefore, three times a year is 3 years. So that's the sheet in our Mishnah. That sometimes it could be saved even for 3 years. The what? The Chassidus says, Koyamar Hashem, Ashloisha Pisha Yedoim. Like for three Averis of Edom, in other words, even three times. Sounding more said before, my Apo Pisha and Rai Ladover, when he wanted to bring a Rai at least for 1 year, why did he say, it's not a clear proof? Why isn't it a clear proof? But he only said, rather, it's only a Zeich Ladover. So where it says, because Dil Mishani Yedek Chov, it may be going a different. So Le Nifkad Dino Alayu, because Shmurcha doesn't bring the punishment right away. So therefore, by Goyim, there wouldn't be a proof of fact that Hashem waited 12 months. Because maybe by Goyim, Hashem doesn't give the punishment right away. Or by a Jew, it could be Hashem does give the punishment right away. So therefore, there's not 100% proof from a Goy to a Jew. But I call for him, that's the maskana that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and sometimes Chusam could protect him even up to 3 years. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, again on top. Because last Gemara was, we had a Sharla, our Mishnah says that Amol Esoito, she could be a Matzol, even though she did this Nus, if she has Chusim, it could save her for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. And the Pshat is, it depends how much Torah she has. If she has a lot of Chusim, she could be saved for 3 years. So the question is, the last month Yomim only said, at the most they could be saved is for 1 year. Like last Rabbi Shmuel brought a raya from the Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel said he could be saved for 1 year. Like if he does tshuva, if he acts nice now to Daniel, he'll be saved for 1 year. So again, that's what Tapan says again, hey, it's every arkelish of Lishlusechom, Oksiv, Koloi Motel, Nebuchadnezzar, Marko, Oksiv, Oksiv, Yachin, Trein Esau, that at the end of 12 months, so the kid says, since Nebuchadnezzar did Toiv, he was safe for 12 months. So our Mishnah says he could be safe for 3 years. So does our Mishnah go like? So Gemarain says, Le'olam Rabbi Yishmoel. I'll tell you, really, our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yishmoel. The Yashkach Kroh, Rabbi Yishmoel found the Pasuk, the Yomar, Utini, it says it once and twice. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Al Shloishop Sheyedim, Al Shloishop Sheyedim. So Mashma, that even though Namali can be saved for 1 year, he found another posse that says he can be saved for 3 years. So therefore it's possible that because of his chush, he can be saved for 3 years. Then the Gemara says, Umayyapa Pisha and Raila Dover. What does it mean, even though it's not a complete proof for Nebuchadnezzar, for Zeich Ladover there is, why not? So Gemara says, Dilma Shani Yodik Chovim, there could be by Goyim, it's different, to Lemifka the Dini Olayu. A Kuvya Kodesh Baruch Hu does not pay them back in this world so fast for the averus that they did. Like Rashi says, Ein memarin min ashemayim lifkad avinoisam, Hashem does not go to pay back the goyim for their averus, b'yolam azeh on this world. As it could be, Hashem amol waits to pay them back in Gehenna better. Avu mi Yisrael, but from a Jew, memarin lipora b'yolam azeh, Hashem likes to pay them back better on this world, therefore they'll have a better olam habo. Or medatikin achrayim. So therefore, it's not 100% proof for the fact that Hashem waited 1 year with Nebuchadnezzar, that by Seiter also, if she has chusim, she could be saved for a year. But zeich ladover it is. But this is really what we're holding now. Then the Mishnah says, v'yeis chus toil gimel shanim. Sometimes the Seiter, this Isha, even though she has to drink the mehamorim, and even though really she did have znus, that really when she drinks the water there and she should be killed, like a stomach should burst, but the Mishnah says that she has certain schusim, and she has certain like mitzvahs, that could protect her for 3 years, that it could be the water won't take effect for 3 years. So the Gemara says, schustamai, what type of a schustam, what type of a mitzvah could an isha have to protect herself? Elaim, if you want to tell me schusta Torah, the fact that the isha herself learns Torah, so the schust that she learns Torah, that could protect her. That even though she did this nus, and really she deserves to be killed from this water, but maybe the schust of Torah will protect her. And this the Gemara says no. Ho'eina mitzuvah v'yoysa. I'll tell you, soita an isha, any isha, they're not mitzuvah to learn. Ho'eina mitzuvah v'yoysa. So since they're not mitzuvah v'yoysa, they don't have that many schusim. It's not such a big thing for an isha to learn Torah. She doesn't have that much schusim, it can't protect her. So Mar says, Ella schusta mitzvah. Ella might mean that she's a tzaddikus, that she does a lot of mitzvahs. So you could have an isha that does a lot of mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs will protect her. That now when she drinks the mehamorim, it won't harm her. So Gemara asks, no, schusta mitzvah mi migna, kuli hai. Could the schusta merits of doing mitzvahs, could that protect her so much? For your Tanya would learn like this. Ezu dorash Reb Menachem Reb Yossi. Reb Menachem Reb Yossi dash in the pasuk like this. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or. That what a mitzvah is like a ner, but Torah is the or, is the light. That tola hakosev es ha mitzvah v'ner. The pasuk puts a mitzvah, doima to a ner, to a candle. V'yes ha Torah, the or, and the Torah, that's doima to the light, to the sun, to the real light. So it's a mitzvah b'ner. What does it mean to say that a mitzvah is like a candle, like a ner? Lo'imalach comes to teach us ma ner, just like a ner, a candle. Eina magina el lefishah. How long can it light? It only lights for a certain amount of time. That's all. Not that long. If so, af mitzvah eina magina el lefishah. The same thing by doing mitzvahs, it could only protect you for a little about. That's all. Not too long. If so, but then v'yas ha-Torah v'yor, but the pasuk says Torah, that's doima to the real or. Lo'imalach comes to teach us ma'or, just like the light, is megin, or some of the gears say meyer li'olam, is the sun lights up forever, or lights up the whole world, is af Torah the same way as somebody has this chus of learning Torah, megin li'olam, it protects her forever. So if so, over here by Yisaita, the question is, how could she have this chus to protect us so much just from doing mitzvahs alone? Mitzvahs don't protect you so long. Elamai, the schus of limud haTorah, that's where we're going. Anisha is not mitzvah. She doesn't have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Like we dash in the pasuk, v'limadatem oisim es b'neichem. So we dash in v'loy es b'neiseichem. A person has a chiyuv to teach his son and not to teach his daughter. There's no chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah. And the klal is that ainu mitzvah v'yaseh. If you're not mitzvah, you don't have to do the mitzvah. Your reward is not so great. So back to the kasha, where does the saita get such a merit to protect herself? For yomer, then the pasuk says like this: v'yisalechecho tan choischo. When you're walking, he'll protect you. V'yisalechecho tan choischo. What does that mean? Ze oilom azeh. Now this pasuk goes on limud haTorah, that a person that has Torah, it will protect him in this world. When you go to sleep, a watch over you. Zumisa. It's even Mishas Misa, so the Torah will protect you. Then the pasuk says, the ends of Yakitsoiso. He says, that even when you wake up, when you wake up, like, it'll be you talking. What does that mean? Losad Lavoin. It means when you wake up, Losad Lavoin, the schus of the Torah will protect you. So, Moshul, this is an example. Li Odom Shoyim Halach Bishon Laila. A man that was walking through the darkness of the light in the night time. The darkness of the night. V'yafel, it was very dark outside. Or misyara, when a person walks in the roads late at night when it's dark, he's afraid of a few things. He's afraid of misyara min akaitzer, from the thorns, or min apchosim, Rashi says gumais, from the holes in the ground, or min habakanim, other type of thorns, or mechayiro, you're afraid of a wild animal, or min alistim, you're afraid of robbers. You also do not know which road to go. So walking at night, that's what happened. Let's say somebody has a torch in the road. So then, you're saved then from the thorns, from the holes, from the other type of thorns, like if you could see a little bit, you won't bump into thorns, you won't fall on the floor. But for Yadayim Yisyor Mechayiro, you're still afraid of wild animals that go out at night. For Menalistim and for the robbers that are there at night. You still don't know which is the right road to go. But Kivon Sha'ola Omar HaShachar, when it comes in the morning that the sun starts to come up, then Nitzel Mechayiro, then you're safe from everything. Then you're safe from Chayiro, from wild animals. For Menalistim, the robbers don't come anymore when it becomes day already. But for Yadayin and Yaday of Yezaderech Mahalach, a person still does not know which road to go. Like still, even though it's light now, but he doesn't know the right way to go. Hegiel Apashas Drochim, when he comes to the highway, he comes to where the road splits. And there he recognizes which is the right road to go. Then Nitzumikulam. Then he's safe from everything. So this is the Mashal of Torah, that if you only have mitzvahs, it's like a small light, it protects you a little bit. But what protects you a lot, that's the Limud HaTorah. So again, we're back to the Kasha, that since an Isha does not have this chus of Limud HaTorah, what will protect the Saita so much that the water won't affect her? Dovarachar, another pshat is like this in the Braisa. Dovarachar, Aveira Mecha B'Mitzvah. If a person does an Aveira, even though he has mitzvahs, it could wipe out the mitzvah. It could like take away the schar, the reward of the mitzvah, like Rashi says. Aveira mechaber, Rashi says, chah mitzvah. Even though first you did mitzvahs, but then if you do an aveira, it could take away, wipe away the reward. But we ain't aveira mechaber Torah. But by doing an aveira, won't take away the reward that you deserve for learning Torah. Shenem and the Pasuk says, mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabes es ava. A lot of water can't take away this ava, this love. And it goes on, the Limud HaTorah, that even if you do Averis, it won't take away the reward you get for the Torah. Omer Rav Yosef, Yosef says like this. Omer Rav Yosef, mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, be'idna di'asik bo. When you are doing the mitzvah itself, when you're working and doing the mitzvah, magina, it protects you then from Yisurim. You won't get any pain, any Yisurim then. Umatzlo. It also saves you not to do averus. Yeah, Rashi says, finally, for sure, for a certain amount of time, that megana mina yisurim, it protects you from yisurim, from getting punishment. Umatzolim yetzahara. It saves you from the yetzahara. Shliach shilenu lechet. It won't let you do averus. Hence, when you're doing the mitzvah itself, it protects you from Yisurim and from the Yetzirah. But the Idna D'Layasik Bo, when you're not doing the mitzvah, after you finish doing the mitzvah already, then we say, Iguna Megana, it'll protect you from Yisurim, but Atzula Lematzla, it won't save you from the Yetzirah, it won't protect you enough from the Yetzirah. But Torah, for somebody that has the schus of Limud HaTorah, Bein V'Yidna D'Yasik Bo, whether at the time when you're actually learning the Torah, Obeying be idna the loyasik bo, whether the time that you're not learning the Torah, even if you finish learning, megano matzlo, it will protect you from yisurim, you won't get punishment, and it will also protect you a certain amount from the yetzahara. It won't be so easy for the yetzahara to get you. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. On this, maskev lo rabba. Yeah. Right. Maskev lo rabba. Rabbi asked, or some say rabba. Maskev lo rabba. Elo mayativ so doyig brachi teufel. We have a kasha on doyig brachi teufel. Miloy aski b'Torah. Didn't they learn Torah? So miloy hegin olayu. How come they came to do averus? They did to do. They went kineged David HaMelech. If they learned Torah first, how come the Torah did protect them that they should not go after the Yetzirah? So Torah has to be like this. Elo amar Rav. Rav says like this. That Torah, when you're learning Torah, the Yidna the Yasek Bo, when you're actually learning the Torah, then true. Magino Matzla, it'll protect you from Yisurim, and you won't listen to the Yetzirah. But the Yidna the Lo Yasek Bo, but after you got finished learning, when you're finished learning, then the Torah is only Aguni Magno. It'll protect you from Yisurim. You won't get special punishment min Hashemayim, you won't get. But Atzumi Lo Matzla, but it won't save you from the Yetzirah. It doesn't take away the Koyach of the Bechira. It's still possible for the Yetzirah to get a hold of you, like it happened by Doeg and Machetayfel. Ma'ashen kei mitzvah, just by doing mitzvahs, Bein b'yidna v'yasek bo, bein b'yidna v'yasek bo, at whether the time you're actually doing the mitzvah, or even after you finish the mitzvah, aguni megana, the most they could do is only protect you from yisurim. You won't get pain, you won't get punishment. But atzumi le'matzlo, but mitzvahs cannot save you from the Yetzirah. It doesn't save you that the Yetzirah won't have a shliter over you. Ravina says, the Yerlam Schus Torah. Ravina comes back, no. But we still don't have a Teretz, where's the Schus of a Saita? So Ravina wants to say, yes, this Saita could have a Schus of Limit HaTorah. Ah, you the Kamra, that's what you said before. Eina Metzuba V'yesa, an Isha lady doesn't have a Chiyuv to learn Torah. So even if she learns Torah, it's not such a big reward. How come her learning would protect her from the Mei HaMorim? The Gemara says, no, Nehi Difkudi LaMifkado, true, she herself is not Mechuyiv to learn herself Torah, but the Agra Demakra Namasnaya V'nayu, but for the reward that she works on her children, that her sons should learn Torah. V'Nakra Nula Gavrayu, and the wives wait for the husbands to come home. Adi Yosem Mebei Medrasha, they don't give the husbands a hard time, but Adi Rabba, they encourage the husbands to go learn Torah. So, Niloi Palgam Adayu, don't the wives get half of the reward? So it comes out, the wife could get the reward of Limud HaTorah, the fact the wife is mechazik her husband to go learn Torah, and the wife is mechazik her own children to learn Torah. So therefore it's possible that a Saita should have the schus of Torah. So therefore that's Kran HaMishnah. And it depends upon how much she helped the husband, how much she helped the children, whether the schus will only be Torah for 1 year, for 2 years, or for 3 years. But it's possible Maskamah, the schus of the Torah, she'll be safe for 3 years. Now the Gemara goes back, what's the chapter 4? My crushes rochim. What was the moshul it said, when it comes daytime, that was learning the Torah. But what's something greater than that? The Prashas Rochim, you come to the highway, you know which way to go. What's the moshul of Ruchnis? So Amar Rav Chizda says, there Talmud Chochum Yom Misa. It means the Talmud Chochum, even by the Yom Misa. That means like this, if a person learns Torah, he can never tell. It's still possible to do Averis, it's still possible to change at the end and become a Rosha. But if a person is a Talmud Chochum up until his Yom HaMisa, that's called Prashas Rochim. Then he knows for sure he's on the right road, the Yetzirah can never get him. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar, Zeh Talmud Chochum V'Yiras Chet. That means true, he's a big Talmud Chochum, he learned a lot of Torah, but that alone won't save him from the Yetzirah. What's going to save him from the Yetzirah is V'Yiras Chet. If he's afraid to do an Avera, that will save him, like Rashi says. Zochon Yiras Chet Achash Zochon LaTorah. After you are Zeicha for Torah, then you are Zeicha to have Yiras Chet, Nitzel Mikulon. That's the finishing touch. Then you'll be safe from everything. Sha'atorim Alam Dosa Dibre Mitzvah V'Dibre Yisa. The Torah you learn teaches you what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. U'mimashu Tzorch Nifras, what you have to stay away from. And the Yiras Chet Meneyim Elirdav Acha Yitzroi. And if you have Yiras Chet, that will stop you. You won't go after your Yetzirah. So that's called a finished person that is a Talmud Chochem and a Yiras Chet. Mazut Rama Mazutu says, Zeh Talmud Chochem, the Salag Leishmaita to Aliba Dilchasa. It means a Talmud Chochem that knows how to Paskin Alocha. He knows how to come to the Maskona, a clear Maskona. Like Rashi says, Rochikom Alom. Omud Ashach Nisum in Achaya, Zochel Atar Nisum in Yetzirah. Omud Achet, Vadayin, and Yodeya Vizderach Malach. Even if you zeicha to learn Torah, you're not sure you're learning the right way. When you're coming out of the right psak, im yiskash yisayu min hashemayim l'skabel devor ben chaveroin, learn as kalochu kemishpat. You don't know for sure that people will accept what you're saying and if you're going to pass in the right way. But egiel apashas rochem kloimar zochu lakach. If you're ready zeicha that people listen to what you say and you're saying the right psak, then nitzu mikulam. That's the gemara. That's the finishing touch. Then for sure you're on the right road. Another pshat in the first brayso was that we said avera mechaba mitzvah. What does it mean if you do an avera, you could take away, could burn out the reward of a mitzvah? But v'yein avera mechaba Torah. But if you do an avera, it cannot take away the reward of the limud haTorah. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yosef Dorsha Rav Nachman Rav Yosef Hai Kroki Sinai. That Rav Nachman Rav Yosef Dash in this pasuk Ram is very strong. Like Sina means like a strong, sharp, kurz, sharp. V'ilmolei darshua doig v'achiteifel, hochi. And if doig v'achiteifel would have also dashed in this posik, the same way we have an achim, Rabbi Yossi dashed in the posik, lo'i rotfu bosa David, they would have never ran after David HaMelech. They wouldn't have been right of him, they wouldn't have done the chet that they did. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says by David Melech and Tilim, Leimor Elohim Ozu, that they saw Doeg Vachetoyfel saw that Hashem left David, and therefore he has no Moschusim anymore, and therefore they have a right to run after him. Drashi, Kach lo yoimrim olav. That's what they used to say upon David, that Elohim Ozvu, Hashem left David. Why? They thought Shabu al Eshes Ish, because David lived with an Eshes Ish, with Vasheva. V'yeinonu nenshin olav, and therefore we won't get punished for the fact we're going to run after David, because he has no Moschusim anymore. That's what they thought. But my darshu, what did Rav Nachman Rav Yossi darshin? Hulo yiro bocher vas dova. Then what is that? That's what they darshin. That you're not supposed to see a never dova. You're not supposed to have his nus. Live with an ashes ish. So therefore, like Hashem went away from David, therefore they weren't afraid. But the heinei yodim, they did not know though shaveira mechabe mitzvah. The avera may be going to take away the reward of a mitzvah. But v'yein avera mechabe torah. But Avera, even if you want to say what David did was called an Avera, even though we had in the Gemara and Shabbos says that the Chet David did wasn't really a Chet, but even if whatever you want to say it was, but the klal is an Avera cannot be Mechabit Torah. So therefore, since David HaMelech had this chus of Limana Torah, then you can't go connect with David. So that's why David HaTorah made a mistake by going against the David HaMelech. By the my boys your voice alone. What does the pasuk in Shir Hashirim mean? Boys your voice alone. They despised it. Boys your voice alone. Is Amma Ula Ula said like Shimon Achay Azariah, not like Shimon the brother of Azariah, for like Rabbi Yechon in the Venesia, and not like Rabbi Yechon that was in the Venesia like a prince. Ella ke Hillel v'Shavna, but rather to be like Hillel and his brother Shavna. The Chiyoser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this, Hillel v'Shavna Achai Hevi. Hillel and Shavna were two brothers. Hillel asked for Torah, Hillel used to learn Torah the whole time, Shavna Ovediska. And Shavna used to go to work, used to be business, used to make money. That's what Shavna used to do. Is the cipher at the end, Omalei to Narev Liflug. At the end, Meister Shavna told to Hillel, come, let me support you, and I want you to divide up your schar limud haTorah. Give me half of your limud haTorah. And Rashi says, Hillel asik b'Torah mitoch oini rav. He was very, very poor. Like the Gemara in Yom Duma talks about it. He couldn't pay his way in to the Beis HaMedrash. He was very poor, Hillel. So therefore, now Shavna said, Hillel, let me give you money. Let me be liflug, and let me divide up your reward. On this, Yotzes of Baskel of Asko went out of Yomer and said, no, if ye take this, call him Vaisoi. Even if somebody give me all the money, I won't take it. That's Vaisoi. Hillel did the right thing, Vaisoi. The Hillel did not want to take the money from his brother. Hillel wanted rather to be in the finance by himself. There's the other two, what the more means to say, like Shimon Achai Azariah, let's go to the Venesia, like Rashi says, Shimon Achai Azariah Tanhu. The Mishnah Kamaita the Zvachim, he's brought down in the first Mishnah in the Masech the Zvachim, Velima Torah Idei Ochiv. There was a case of Yisachin Zvulin, Shoy Yosef from Akhtio, Kadei Shechalek Peschus Bimudi Shal Shimon, that Shimon had a brother Azariah. Azariah used to make money and used to support Shimon. So there, the Kachu Nikra Shem Azariah Ochiv. Therefore, Shimon doesn't have the Schus for himself. He's called Shimon Achai Azariah. He's called the brother of Azariah because he had to split his reward with Azariah. And the same thing with Yochanan and the Venesia, and the Venosai, the prince, the king, he accepts the money from the people. So also he got Tzchusim, he has to pay back to the people that help him out. Mashenkin Hillel did not take anything. Hillel stayed poor and learned only on his own Tzchusim, did not want to take from other people. That's his posture of Boiz Yer Boiz Eloi. Then the Mishnah said again, Oyma ben Azar ben